Years ago, Country Life met fig growers Murray Douglas and Helen Walker of Tomata Figs. The Hawke's Bay couple grow 30 varieties of figs on their property just outside Havelock North and make an array of products with them. They're regulars at farmers' markets in the region. It was at one of the markets that another Radio New Zealander, Colin Pearce, struck up a conversation with Murray and then called Carol to say she should call in to Tomata Figs when she was next in the neighbourhood to hear about the latest developments at the figgery. So she did.
Oh, it's a brilliant harvest. Best harvest we've ever had. But in the middle of lockdown, probably not easy to sell. Restaurants were shut, we couldn't get to markets. We sold a lot online, fresh figs online all around New Zealand, which worked really well, but that's as far as we could move it. The rest of it, we stemmed, wash-stemmed and put them in freezers, and eventually we'll bring it back as products.
What will you make from it?
Well, we make our normal range of, you know, standard jams and chutneys and so on, but the bulk of it will go into fig molasses, which is an extract that we make in a very interesting process, and sell a lot into China.
And what do your Chinese customers do with their fig molasses?
The main use is a nutraceutical, which they give a spoonful to kids. And it's one teaspoon a day is because it's full of beta-carotene, magnesium and vitamin B6. So it's got some useful stuff, and parents over there regard it very highly.
And it tastes all right too.
I think it tastes delicious.
I guess when you started, that was not a product that was on your radar?
No, it was actually a serendipitous thing. We were at a fig conference in Naples, and we went into southern Italy to have a look at figs and saw this old farm. It had been figs for generations. And they were making fig molasses using a big copper kettle, about 800 litre kettle, so it's massive, and sitting on an open fire, and they were soaking the fire for 3 days, and you boil off the excess water in figs, and you're left with this sludge, and then they strain it through muslin, and out of that they extract the fibre one way, and the rest of it is this beautiful, rich, dark, gorgeous, sugary substance. It's just great, and it's a substitute for sugar in southern Italy, or has been traditionally.
Murray says it takes about a kilogram of figs to make 100 mils of molasses, so there's an awful lot of fig waste left over. In Italy, that waste, or pomace, is fed to goats. But here, he and Helen have been working with Callaghan Innovation to find other uses for it.
This is your skin, your pulp, your stem, anything, the pith. And we were not sure what to do with that. Some of it we stored away thinking one day we might use it, but not sure. But it was getting too much because we're making quite a lot of this by now. And so we started giving it to the cows that were wandering around here from, you know, different local properties. And the cows loved it. Then we started thinking, well, we know what's in a fig. There's a lot more than the magnesium and so on that we know is in the molasses bit, the fig extract. So we went to Callaghan and had a chat to the Callaghan Institute, and we got it tested, and they said, well, your calcium, as we expected, is sitting with the fibre, but there's also more magnesium in there and potassium and various other vitamins.
So Murray and Helen then dried the waste and the dehydrators they used to produce their dried figs.
So you concentrate it further because you lose 80% of the volume of the wet fibre matter. Then we got it retested and they said, well, you know, you've got all that stuff concentrated now in a very, very dense concentration. But by the way, you've got a prebiotic because of the density of the fibre, because there's still that massive amount of fibre in there, which is working really well. We talk a lot about probiotics in New Zealand, but in order for probiotics to work, they need a scaffolding, which is what the prebiotic is. So they complement each other very nicely.
The dried pomace is crushed and powdered.
Now it is a nutraceutical, very suitable for people that can't take calcium from milk or something like that. So it's a plant-based calcium, massively high in fibre, which we all need. It's insoluble fibre. You can cook with it. You can do anything. So it led from a very, very accidental understanding, and by incrementalism, almost a mistake in a sense, we've ended up with a very, very nice and a very valuable product.
It's sold for about $80 a kilogram. Murray says some people use the fig powder in smoothies or put a spoonful on cereal, but they've been looking for other markets for it.
We'd booked into a big conference or food show in Japan because Japanese generally don't like milk for their calcium. They're lactose intolerant, or a number of them are. And so plant-based calcium is really important. And so that was going to be in March, because that got cancelled. So we have a lot of this sitting in Japan. So that one day we'll do that. So there's an export component to it.
When you dry all the stems and the skins and whatever you don't need for your fig molasses, what does it look like?
it looks like basically mush. I mean, it's pretty ugly. You wouldn't want to have it in your household. I mean, it's just rubbish. I mean, it looks like just squashed figs. But it's all oozing the bit of molasses that's still in there and so on. It's been cooked for a long time, and then it's been mashed around in steam jackets and mashed around in machines and so on. But when you dry it and powder it, it's just like any other powder. You can put it in a pill form, but we don't want to do that.
What does it taste like?
It hasn't got a huge taste, a bit of a figgy taste, but it's absolutely aromatic. So, it fills the room.
And how do you eat it?
Well, we have it in bread. We bake our own bread and we put it in there. And in the bread, we're getting a massive amount of calcium, a massive amount of fibre in the bread. We think it's quite exciting what we're doing just with a little wee crop. This is pure fig.
Murray Douglas from Tomato Figs. He believes there's also potential for nutritional products to be made from apple pomace. Murray and Helen are just about to open a fig cafe at their property where they'll showcase how figs and fig products can be used in the kitchen.